I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. During this holiday week, many gardeners have some free time. After the rains melted much of our snow cover, it's a good time to think about some spring projects. After all, spring is only 82 days away. When considering making or remaking a garden design, the first thing I always ask clients is, how is the space used? Do you have pets or grandkids that need space to run around? Do you have outdoor pets? Do you entertain or cook often in or near the garden? Basically, before you go designing a new garden space, think about how you live in your yard. This will determine some of what you plant and where. In a new space, consider large plantings first, such as trees, shrubs, and large perennials. These will be your garden anchors. Consider how these plantings will interact with your house, walls, and other structures. Select the right plant for the right place, then think about ultimate size and width, berries, fall foliage, bark color, and nesting and food potential for wildlife. Then select perennials, annuals, and edibles that have color schemes you like and ones that'll work with the larger plants. Remember, the foliage color is as important as flower color. For example, red, yellow, and orange flowers will pop when planted in front of a purple-leafed shrub such as Diablo Ninebark. Don't forget ground covers. We've become a mulch-crazed culture, but really, plants are the best mulch in your garden. Try less aggressive ground covers such as Lamium, Meehan's Mint, Alpine Strawberry, and Lungwort to fill in the spaces. For an existing garden, be an editor. Take a look at photos from last year to see what worked and didn't. Sometimes just moving a perennial or adding a new annual here and there can make a big difference. And now for this week's tip. Save cardboard from your holiday gifts for use as pathway mulch in your garden this year. Remove the tape and store the cardboard in a dry area. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about new plant varieties. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.